I'm Stan Raven. I used to be from somewhere else, but I'm not there anymore. And you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Saturday, tune into Transmission Art and More on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC. At 9 a.m., it's time for Donald Trump Theater, episode 193, Up and Down. This week, our hero is passing on 200,000 COVID-19 deaths with the Sex Pistols, Cookie Monster, Janelle Monáe, Mr. Heat Miser, and others at 9 a.m. on the radio. At 10:30 a.m., Joshua Freed remixes New York City radio with a live dance party on WGXC 90.7 FM. And at 11 a.m., the Radius Sketchpad show features Corey Ryan's Crave, followed by a playlist from works by Sasa Special, Andrea Poli, Alice Eldridge, Yulia Glukova, Amanda Gutierrez, and Phoebe Riley Law on the radio at 90.7 FM. Tune in Saturday, September 26th to WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alesia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
I never meant to call you any pain. you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. And I'm here every week with my tween and teen friends talking about books that we love and books that we're currently reading and other bookish things, but we couldn't get together this week to record. So instead, what I'm going to do today is to share some recent young adult releases that I think sound really wonderful and that have gotten some critical acclaim, and some are on the bestsellers list. So first up, I'm going to talk about Furia by Yamil Saeed Mendez, and this is the next book in Reese's YA book club, and it's described as a powerful, own voices, contemporary YA for fans of the poet X, which was wonderful, and I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter, set in Argentina, about a rising soccer star who must put everything on the line, even her blooming love story, to follow her dreams. Here's the description. In Rosario, Argentina, Camila Hassan lives a double life. At home, she is a careful daughter living within her mother's narrow expectations, in her rising soccer star brother's shadow, and under the abusive rule of her short-tempered father. On the field, she is La Furia, a powerhouse of skill and talent. When her team qualifies for the South American tournament, Camila gets the chance to see just how far those talents can take her. In her wildest dreams, she'd get an athletic scholarship to the North American University. But the path ahead isn't easy. Her parents don't know about her passion. They wouldn't allow a girl to play football, and she needs their permission to go any farther. And the boy she once loved is back in town. Since he left, Diego has become an international star, playing in Italy for a renowned team, Juventus. Camila doesn't have time to be distracted by her feelings for him. Things aren't the same as when he left. She has her own passions and ambitions now, and La Furia cannot be denied. As her life becomes more complicated, Camila is forced to face her secrets and make her way in a world with no place for the dreams and ambitions of a girl like her. Filled with authentic details and the textures of day-to-day life in Argentina, heart-soaring romance, and breathless action on the pitch, Furia is the story of a girl's journey to make her life her own. This sounds wonderful. And I love watching soccer. I don't play soccer, but I love watching it. So I'm curious to read a story about a young female soccer player. So that is Furia by Yamil Saeed Mendez. Okay. So up next, I'm going to talk about the latest release from Tiffany D. Jackson, who's an author that we've talked about many times on the show. And this one is called Grown. And here's the description. When legendary R&B artist Corey Fields spots Enchanted Jones at an audition, her dreams of being a famous singer take flight. Until Enchanted wakes up with blood on her hands and zero memory of the previous night. Who killed Corey Fields? Before there was a dead body, Enchanted's dreams had turned into a nightmare, because behind Corey's charm and star power was a controlling dark side. Now he's dead, the police are at the door, and all signs point to Enchanted. Award-winning author Tiffany D. Jackson delivers another riveting, ripped-from-the-headlines mystery that exposes horrific secrets hiding behind the limelight and embraces the power of a young woman's voice. Tiffany D. Jackson's books are not always easy, but they're always very good reads. And I was very much looking forward to meeting her at the Book Fest this past spring, but then, as we all know, as many things were canceled this spring, so was the book festival. So hopefully next year we'll have the Book Fest again. We'll get to meet wonderful authors, and I hope that Tiffany G. Jackson comes back. Next up, we have a little contemporary fantasy, and this is called Legend Born by Tracy Dion. After her mother dies in an accident, 16-year-old Bree Matthews wants nothing to do with her family memories or childhood home. A residential program for bright high schoolers at UNC Chapel Hill seems like the perfect escape, until Bree witnesses a magical attack her very first night on campus. A flying demon feeding on human energies. A secret society of so-called legend-born students that hunt the creatures down. And a mysterious teenage man who calls himself a Merlin, and who attempts, and fails, to wipe Bree's memory of everything she saw. The mage's failure unlocks Bree's own unique magic and a buried memory with a hidden connection. The night her mother died, another Merlin was at the hospital. Now that Bree knows there is more to her mother's death than what's on the police report, she'll do whatever it takes to find out the truth, even if that means infiltrating the Legendborn as one of their initiates. She recruits Nick, a self-exiled legendborn, with his own grudge against the group, and the reluctant partnership pulls them deeper into the society's secrets and closer to each other. But when the legendborn reveal themselves as the descendants of King Arthur's knights and explain that a magical war is coming, Bree has to decide how far she'll go for the truth and whether she should use her magic to take the society down or join the fight. This one sounds so good and has a beautiful cover and is on the New York Times bestseller list for young adult novels, as is Grown, which I mentioned before, and I'm very excited to read that. And the next book I'm going to talk about is also on the bestsellers list, and that is Punching the Air by Ibi Zoboi and Yusuf Salam. The story that I thought was my life didn't start on the day I was born. Amal Shahid has always been an artist and a poet, but even in a diverse art school, he's seen as disruptive and unmotivated by a biased system. Then one fateful night, an altercation in a gentrifying neighborhood escalates into tragedy. Boys just being boys turns out to be true only when those boys are white. The story that I think will be my life starts today. Suddenly, at just 16 years old, Amal's bright future is upended. He is convicted of a crime he didn't commit and sent to prison. Despair and rage almost sink him until he turns to the refuge of his words, his art. This never should have been his story, but can he change it? With spellbinding lyricism, award-winning author Ibi Zoboi and prison reform activist Yusuf Salam tell a moving and deeply profound story about how one boy is able to maintain his humanity and fight for the truth in a system designed to strip them of both. This was an instant New York Times bestseller, and Ibi Zoboi is a teen author whose books are very popular, and Yusuf Salam was one of the Exonerated Five, so this is their first collaboration together, and it's a novel in verse, which I really love novels in verse, so I'm excited to read this one as well, not just for the topic, but also for the format. And I have another novel in verse that I wanted to mention, and it is called Everybody Looking by Candice Illo. And this one was also long listed for the National Book Award for Young People's Literature this year. And we just got our copy in at the library, so I'm excited to check that out and hope you will too. Here's the description. When Ada leaves home for her freshman year at a historically black college, it's the first time she's ever been so far away from her family, and the first time that she's been able to make her own choices and to seek her place in this new world. As she stumbles deeper into the world of dance and explores her sexuality, she also begins to wrestle with her past, her mother's struggle with addiction, her Nigerian father's attempts to make a home for her. Ultimately, Ada discovers she needs to brush off the destiny others have chosen for her and claim full ownership of her body and future. I've heard wonderful things about this one. I'm so excited to read it. And nice to see that it was listed, long listed for the National Book Award. And on October 6th is when that list will be cut down to 5 finalists. And then the award is on November 18th. And I'm going to read another description for a book that came out in September that is also a National Book Award finalist on the long list. And that is called We Are Not Free by Tracy Chi. Here's the description. From New York Times bestselling and acclaimed author Tracy Chi comes We Are Not Free, the collective account of a tight-knit group of young Nisei second-generation American citizens whose lives are irrevocably changed by the mass U.S. incarcerations of World War II. 14 teens who have grown up together in Japantown, San Francisco. 14 teens who form a community and a family as interconnected as they are conflicted. 14 teens whose lives are turned upside down when over 100,000 people of Japanese ancestry are removed from their homes and forced into desolate incarceration camps. In a world that seems determined to hate them, these young Nisei must rally together as racism and injustice threaten to pull them apart. And I'm actually reading a graphic novel right now where a young Japanese-American woman who finds herself being pulled back in time to the time when people were incarcerated in these camps. And so she's realizing that she doesn't know much about that history of her ancestors. And she's also living this experience, being pulled back in time. And it's very interesting so far. I've read other accounts of those times, and I also have in-laws who experienced this in their lives. So I've heard some stories and seen pictures, but it's definitely something that seems to be getting more attention now. seems tied to the fact that we have people incarcerated along the border. I think that's helping bring this history to light. So that was the last book that I wanted to share this week in terms of new releases. But since I've mentioned the National Foundation long list for young people's literature, I'll mention the other books that are on that list, two of which I've read. So King and the Dragonflies by Kaysen Callender, which I've talked about on the show, which is a beautiful novel, and I hope to see that on the finalist list. We Are Not Free by Tracy Chi, which I just mentioned, and Everybody Looking by Candice Ilo, which I also just read about. Lifting as We Climb, Black Women's Battle for the Ballot Box by Yvette Dion. Apple Skin to the Core by Eric Gansworth. I'm very much looking forward to reading that one. When Stars Are Scattered by Victoria Jameson and Omar Mohammed, which I read recently and I'm looking forward to talking about on the radio once we're all able to join up together again. But it's a graphic novel about the refugee experience in Kenya for Somali refugees and is based on the experiences of the author Omar Mohammed, who worked with Victoria Jameson, who's a graphic novel artist and author, to tell a story that's based on his life. And it's very moving. And then there's also Trowbridge Road by Marcella Pixley, How We Got to the Moon, The People, Technology, and Daring Feats of Science Behind Humanity's Greatest Adventure by John Rocco, The Way Back by Gabriel Savit, and Cemetery Boys by Aidan Thomas. And all of the authors featured on this list are first-time nominees for this award. Three of them are debuts, so Everybody Looking, Lifting as We Climb, and Cemetery Boys are all debut novels. And then two of them are in verse, so Everybody Looking, which I read before, and then Apple Skin to the Core by Eric Gansworth is also a novel in verse. And so we'll know on October 6th which five of these will be included in the final jurying, and the winner will be announced on November 18th. So be sure to check out those books and maybe pick your own winner. The two that I've read so far are really great, so I have high hopes for the rest. I hope that next week we'll be back to our live show with my tween and teen friends so I can hear about some more books and so that you can hear about more books. And until then, hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down. They're going, they don't know, but we won't let
show together.